Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our weekly phone meeting for your ordination preparation. And we are entering the final phases of your process. So we do encourage you to get your pencils and your notebooks out, get your notes from prior sessions before we start, and we will open up for us today would be, I'm checking, Elder Sarita, you can jump right in there.
Brother Please Janelle it. Michael is opening up some prayers this evening.
All right. So is Brother Jamel on the phone? Dean Toler and Errol Lazarus? Are any of them on the line? Okay. All right. Well, we will just start with your announcements, Elder Sarita, and we will try to contact those individuals that should be on the line.
Okay. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in on this evening. Our weekly one-hour presentation training meetings are held every Thursday from now through August.
Hello.
Please remember to mute your phones until you get ready to share. If you are not able to call in, you may also log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/LFC-WordLifeCenter and join the discussion. And just remember to text your attendance in to Overseer if you do plan on joining the discussion online. You want to text Overseer at 630-701-4303. And then also, if you are calling in from a number that's different from the one that you provided at the beginning of this process, you also want to text Overseer so that you are counted in for attendance. And then we sent an email out this weekend to candidates about WATRA reopening to the public. They are taking orders. You can go in and get measured. You can try on garments, and you can also place things on layaway. They just ask that you put 50% down. And then the location and the hours, all of that was in the email that you received. And then for tonight, we just ask that everyone be prepared to share your homework assignment with the class. That assignment was to look at David through the lens of 1 Samuel 16. You were given five elements by Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson. Those elements were trailblazers don't have time to prepare, trailblazers are chosen, trailblazers anointed, trailblazers are called into, and trailblazers are sent. And you were to locate all of those elements in Scripture, 1 Samuel in 16. And then we just ask that everyone just look forward to the prophetic teaching from Ambassadorial Prophet Henderson on the Trailblazer and our weekly word of encouragement from our Pastoral Care Director, Apostle Katie Pierce, on this evening. And then everyone was given a meditation scripture on last week from Elder Deborah Wilson. As the July consecration approaches, we do ask that everyone begin to read and meditate on that scripture. And that scripture was John 15, 1 through 8. And then this week's presentations on the candidate and accountability partner are from candidate brother Jamel Michaels and his accountability partner, Deacon Earl Lazarus. There was a revision on that, so we kind of bumped them up a week ahead. So if they are ready and prepared to present tonight, they will be presenting on the characteristic of love of the brethren from 1 John 4:21. And then on last week as well, there was brought to our attention about question number 28 on the defend the faith for phase four, that the question was kind of mixed up. So that question should read, who is on the throne and who is on the cross in your life? And that's question number 28 on the defend the faith for phase four. And then lastly, we know that we have covered a lot thus far, and we just want to be sure that we are meeting everyone's needs. So we encourage you to write down any questions that you have and share them with us during the meeting. And that's all that I have.
Thank you so much, Elder Sharita. There's just one, I believe, correction for this week. The presenters are coming from Accountability in Christ, and that's Brother Cedric Adams and Pastor Bivens. That's for the 11th. And our opening prayer is to be by Deacon Harold Lazarus, and the closing prayer, Deacon Dean Toler. So, Deacon Lazarus, if you're on the air, please forgive me. I thought my phone was on mute when I screamed. I am so sorry. Deacon Lazarus?
Yes, Overseer. I'm here. Good evening. Good evening. Father, we gather here this evening to get insight. Insight and overall teaching of the process of the ordination. We pray that everybody is prepared and is ready to go forward in the heart of Christ. I pray this evening for the state, the world, for the COVID-19, and that we all get past this crisis. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon. We do appreciate it. You may want to call and check with your ministry partner to make sure he is prepared for our closing prayer. Amen.
Yes.
And I would like to encourage everyone, accountability partners, your responsibility is to check with your weekly Elder Sharita's very diligent about sending out the updates for each week so you know the things that you may be asked to present and to do. And we appreciate you, Elder Sharita. She really keeps us on task, and she does a tremendous job at it with so many different changes and things that do go about. And so I do want to address a couple of issues, but I'll first open for anybody that may have any questions. She in her announcement talked about the garment. Does anybody have any questions about any of the things that we have been presenting or that you want to see presented? Anybody with any questions, concerns, or insights to share? Okay, all right. Well, we do thank our sister who shared the information. Yes.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. With that, okay, as far as the garments, with us doing it the way that we're going to be doing it, where we will possibly be Zooming in, so does that mean, like, possibly... the ceremony, I would be, say, in my home, but will I still dress up in my garments? Or I'm not exactly sure how that's gonna, how that's working. Are we still separated,
right,
or is it like so many people going to be in a room, you come into that particular room, and then it will be shot from that room individually with the person being dressed?
Okay. What
with the
we
garments.
Had shared is the fact that the 2020 candidates on the Saturday will all be on site. You will be on site for the entire day, including the ceremony. You will each get two tickets to invite guests to come to witness your ordination. There will be procedures as it relates to social distancing in order for them to come in. No children will be allowed, because it becomes too difficult to maintain the regulations and restrictions that will be upon us. So the only ones that will be in the service will be those individuals that are getting ordained and two of their invited guests. You will also have a part of the curia that will actually be doing the laying on of hands and the dressing of garments. What we had shared with you that we believe we are going to try to institute is that your family can be outside, that 10, 15, 20 people, whoever, that you want to be a part of this. And after you've all been ordained, licensed, and dressed or consecrated, you will march outside. Again, following the social distancing, you will walk on the, what do you call the red carpet? The red carpet where you have the background that you will get your pictures taken with whatever family member that can do it very, remember, this is keeping our social distancing, or it will just be your picture. Then we'll be outside in such a way that there will probably be a light reception of something to drink, maybe, and just a very, very, very light reception. Again, it will be from the cars. The parking lot is, I think, ample enough to handle our guests with social distancing. The church is definitely large enough to stay in compliance with the regulations that the city and the state. And the state government has placed upon us. So I hope that that is bringing a little bit more clarity. And so as a result, I encourage you, you need to be in your garments. You will bring your garments will be consecrated. That morning when you get there, you will go through about an hour or so of instructions and training. You will have a lunch that will be provided you, and then you will be given your examination. After the examination, there will be a brief time of, and it's not fellowship because, again, this is always under the guise of the social distancing. And then you will prepare to march in. Your families will come in approximately 10 minutes before it's time to start. They will be ushered in. They can only get in if they have a ticket, and they will be given. They must wear masks and gloves that we will provide if necessary, and then they will be ushered to the area that they're to sit, again, maintaining that social distancing. So are there any other questions? Does that help bring a little clarity, Pastor?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay, is there any concerns? We understand that. Yes.
Now, when you say the two guests, those are people who are actually on site, but other people will still be able to Zoom in or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it depends on the kinds of devices or whatever you have. You know, you can pull it up.
Well, that's
you were
okay,
really
right. I understand that, but in other words, whoever wanted to Zoom in, you could give them the number. Will there be a limit on that?
No, there's no limit on that. And yes,
okay. You answered it. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was going to say, there's a lot of details that we are submitting. And as we get updates, we will definitely give it to you guys. There's something that we're coming up that we want to do with this class. And that will be to prepare you for this kind of Zoom conference, because on Thursday and Friday, you will be required to get online and take your Zoom classes. Your Zoom classes are going to basically be in your ordination track. There may be individuals that will be able to go into other tracks, but that's something that has to be determined in advance and cleared through me, before the conference began. It is predicated on your work and the things that you turn in and the success of your process, as well as the evaluation of all of the areas that you're being assessed by and where you stand in those areas, whether or not this is your first time, whether this is the second time, and then whether or not you're being consecrated. So all of those things will be taken into consideration for those that may be allowed to go into the classes for the other colleges and preparations that will be online during the conference. There's more detail and information about what this conference is going to look like and what will be available. And before it's over, before our training is over, you will have been given that kind of insight and information of the different classes that are going to be there. We do have classes for the elders and pastors, have classes for the ministers and deacons. We have classes for the pastoral care. We have classes from the College of Outreach and Marketplace. And so we have it also from the counseling aspect of the AEN. But there's a lot of divisions. There's a lot of structure in the AEN that as we continue our weekly meetings, we want to give it to you so you will have a bigger picture of what is actually the organization that you are currently being ordained in. So I can share with everybody, put your phone on mute. I know sometimes we forget, but put your phone on mute unless you want to dialogue. Okay? So prayerfully that will be hope. Yeah.
I wanted to know, will we still be able to get some of the vestment pieces from you on loan or lender? Is that still an option?
Yes. Any requests that have been made to me specifically regarding any kind of garment and or crest is definitely we will still keep our commitment. That is not a problem. Good questions. Any more questions? Any questions or concerns or just curious? You know, you just want to know, you know, just what this is going to look like. I mean, this is the time. That's why we're coming together, so that you can get the clarity. Anybody else? Okay.
I have a question. Overseer. At the end of our ceremony, do we receive our ordination and like an ordination certificate and a the licensing or something to that effect.
All right. Now, what you're going to receive at your ordination, you are not through with class at ordination. Your class is not over until you've turned in all your paperwork, which includes a book analysis on three books that's due by November 1st. So the actual paperwork of your license and licensing and the official document is going to be given to you. We're looking to do it at a year-end ceremony, which will also bring into the class for 2021. So the outgoing class will meet the incoming class, and the outgoing class get their final recognition. And also, I would like to remind everybody, and this is really for our accountability partners and those that are partnering in this process, that Europe is not over until you have been 2 years serving in the AEN. Now, those that went last year are fulfilling their requirements this year as accountability partners and as trainers and as different individuals that are providing assistance for this class, for this ordination class. And so all of that is a part of your requirement in this process. It's not just do the paperwork, answer the questions, you know, and then give me some paper. It is a feet on the ground work. You may be given a project that you have to fulfill, a service that you may need to organize. It's just depending on where you are and what you're being elevated to. But the process definitely is 2 years, okay? But the bulk of what you must do is going to be November 1st is the deadline for me to receive your 2 to 3 book review. It's a 5-page analysis you have to do from a list of books that was given to you with your ordination information data sheet. And that's why I pray that everybody has gotten all of their paperwork and put it in a file, even if you put it in your computer file, so that you can pull it up and have it available to you. And part of that information sheet, I'm trying to pull it up very quickly, so I have it in writing, but I'm not going to do it right now, includes your, trying to see what the name of it is, but it's your information sheet. And it gives you your prophetic word. It gives you your phases, each phase, when it's going to stop, when it's going to start, when it's due. And that is that's the document really that becomes, you know, your roadmap through this process. It also tells you about your ordination, what it's like, your examination, what it's like, and when it'll happen, and the different things that you will need to have in order to successfully go through this process prayerfully with joy. It's joy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have had individuals who have other books that they have been attracted to. And if you have a book that you want to give this presentation on, you have to clear it through me first. Okay? And it should not be a book. And really, this is honor, and this is, you know, you want to fulfill the requirements. It's not something you read, you know, last year and you, oh, that's good, I'll do it on that. No, that's not acceptable. And you shouldn't even want to cheat the Lord that way, nor yourself. The books that are on this list are books that will enable you to go forward in excellence in these offices that you are being elevated into. I was really trying to find that book list. Somebody can give it to me right quick.
Wait a minute. You may have it.
I hope so. You've been here 3-4 times. Surely you should have it. And everybody really, that form you should come to the meeting with. You know, because it, and you're supposed to be looking at it and reviewing it because it's the prophetic word on this class. And you should read that at least once a week, at least, bare minimum. This is how it gets in your spirit, in your heart. Hold on. When I put this up, it's up to. Okay, I got the list. All right. Oh, those are helpful tools. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Found it.
Okay. We got it at the same time. Okay. To our pastor or an elder. What, some of these things are mandatory. A pastor or elder. Mm-hmm. A shepherd's look at the 23rd Psalms. A gardener's look at the fruit of the Spirit, which is going to be really helpful because that's part of your consecration. The call of God, the making process of a leader, the green letters, absolute surrender, Jesus the evangelist, before you send mm-hmm. them out. These are just a few of the names that were of books that are presented for you to choose from. I just if I hear something per book, and I'm just trying to see where it says how many books. But I do believe it's 2 books. Maybe it's 2 books. Okay. Any questions? Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. How many books are on your list?
Okay. I mean, there's. I don't know. It's about 10. You know. I didn't read all of them.
No.
It.
No. The only reason why I'm asking is because I pulled up something, and I only see like two. I pulled up something, and I only saw 2, 4, 6, 7 books.
Okay.
So, I was just wondering if there were more, or if I actually had the right list.
No, you got the right list, and there are a lot more. But this is the list you start from, like I say, and some have been added from year to year. But I'm not sure which one. Before you send them out is another one of the books. There's a variety of books for the A. If y'all just choose from one of these 7, you'll be in good shape. Okay?
Got it.
And then,
got
like
it.
I said, 1 year, the apostle gave books at the ordination, and not the ordination, at the conference. And a lot of people chose to do that book for their process. So you're free to do that as well. Like I said, as long as you let me know ahead of time, don't say, well, I read this book, well, then that won't work for you. You need to tell me before you read the book. Once you get the approval, then you can go forward. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Alrighty.
Anybody else?
One other question regarding the books. How many of every one of these books, or how many books do
we choose from? No, you choose 2. It's
2 books.
2 or
got
3.
It.
And but it's in your instructions. Yeah, and I'm looking at a summary right now, and I'm
can we have it be sent?
I'm sorry. Can you what?
I only have my 7, and I understand what you said about if I just do from the 7, I'll be okay. But the other that last book that you were talking about, I didn't see that on the list, and that sounds interesting. So, okay.
Can we have the, well, it's like, is it too much to ask to have the list reset?
Well, you know what? I will give you a pass. All of the ones that have been turned in from the past, I will give you a list of them, and you can update that list since you are a committee member. And since this is your third time. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Anybody else? And if you have a book you would like to recommend, feel free to let me know, and I will pass that on, and we will get you a more comprehensive list. But your list should also have things that are indicated with the asterisk of what you, some things you have to do. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then the other one you can pick on your own. Okay. Anybody else? Good question. I want you to be really to be comfortable having asked and received the answer, you know, that settles you so that we can go forth, honestly, so you can have a joy even in going forth and an excitement, because these books that are being required of you are very, very powerful spiritual writings from individuals under the anointing. We have indicated that some of these are new and some are people have found them and they've gotten approval for them and they've done their reports on them. So that's something that you will have to do. Yes. We had some more questions as it related to receiving your license. Again, after you fulfill all of the requirements, you will receive your license. As long as you were licensed and ordained. If you were just ordained but you didn't get the licensing, then you do have to go through a supplemental program in order for that to happen. And there is a fee and different things. So, prayerfully, that is that answers some of the questions that actually have been submitted as well. Okay? Anybody else? I hope we
have... Yes, Overseer. Overseer?
Yeah.
This is Evangelist Davina. Hello, everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Davina.
I wanted to know about the licensing and the supplemental classes because I was ordained in 2018. I completed all of my requirements. So I would like to get the license. So the supplemental classes, that's all the information is that it's just supplemental classes. How can I get more information about that?
You need to contact me.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. No problem. Okay. I know that the Pastor Sunil had also asked these questions. So that's why I say these are things that we definitely want you to have a confidence in and go forward, in going forward. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
Need anybody else? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello?
No, I'm fine. Because you also have ministry tools and with assistance that you say we should definitely have but not have to report on, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So at this time, I'm going to release the floor to Elder Deborah. I'm going to ask the prophet, you know, we're going to
put him his on the backside just so that we can make sure we get the information that's coming, the new stuff that's coming, as well as presenters to do theirs since the hour is really flying by. All right, so Elder Deborah.
Good evening. Thank you, Overseer. And thank you, Elder Sharita, for graciously introducing the presenters. And it is my understanding, I know we heard two, but I do believe if Brother Cedric Adams is on the phone and the accountability partner, Pastor Bibbins, the characteristic would be accountable in Christ. Are you gentlemen on the line? Okay, I'm assuming that silence means no. Then, Elder Sharita, you said Brother Jamel might be prepared with his accountability partner. Are you guys on the line and prepared today?
No, he is for next week. We don't want to change the schedule, Elder. So you can present on the accountability in Christ from Galatians 5:6-2.
Okay. Well, then why don't we do this? If we don't have Brother Adams on the line prepared to do this, then I would like to just go with Pastor Vet, who will be bringing an overview of the first four chapters of the first four verses of John 15:1-4, which is going to be the consecration passage, verses 1-8. But she will be bringing an overview of 1-4. Last week I asked you guys to start to read and meditate on that passage. Pastor Yvette will do verses 1-4 this week. Evangelist Salisbury will do verses 5-8 on next week. And the week of the 25th, we will have ready for you the daily readings that will be sent out to you digitally so that you can start as of July with the meditation scriptures for the month of July. It's a 31-day devotional, short devotional. It's taking about 2.5-3 minutes a day. And it can be read to you if you are not an avid reader. It's out there on public domain. It's out there on YouTube. The book is entitled The Vine by Andrew Murray. So, Pastor Yvette, if you are ready, then the floor is yours.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am. Yeah,
oh, okay.
We hear you.
All right. Okay. All righty. Good evening, everyone. And I like to talk a little bit about John chapter 15, verses 1-4. And first off, I'd like to just read that for you.
Amen.
If you haven't looked at it. But here it's talking about the vine and the branches. And it begins like this. I'm just going to read the first four verses. I am the true vine, and my Father that is the husbandman, every branch in me beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now, I read from the King James Version. There are other versions, of course, we know many versions, that you may want to look at that might be more clear to you. But I'm just going to speak a little bit on the, and I'm sorry for the background noise. My granddaughter just came in. But whenever I look at scripture, I always kind of like to go back a little bit just to kind of see what's going on, if something I need to know that's pertinent about that. But I went back and I really didn't see a lot there. But I'm just going to start out saying that the essence of 14, Jesus was telling his disciples what he would be doing for them. But when we get to 15, telling them what they will be doing for him, probably this was going on, and if you look at the background and culture of it, as they had left the upper room, walking the streets in Jerusalem towards Gethsemane. Now, Jesus explains the divine and human relationship here by analogy of a grape vine. Jesus is like the main vine. The disciples are compared with branches, and the Father tends the branches like a gardener. So in verse 2, he goes on, and it talks about there being cut away. Let me look at that one again. 15 and 2, for every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And there he is not dealing with the loss of salvation, but he's talking about bearing fruit, as in pruning. And if anyone knows about flowers or bushes or trees, pruning, there is a time when if it's not bringing forth like it should, then it comes a time when it has to be cut away. Areas of that plant has to be cut away. So in us, there's certain things in us that I'm just going to say in meditating that will bring death to us. They need to be cut away or circumcised, cut off, that we may come forth with the fruit. And when it's talking about bringing forth the fruit we would think of as in Galatians 5:22-23. And here, just want to teach a little bit, because sometimes you hear people say the fruits. Never, that's not what it says. It says fruit of the Spirit. So it's one thing, but it encompasses all nine of those things. So in us, what should be coming forth is the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, and the temperance. Here, we must be willing to put in the time and the effort to do our assignments that we maintain an abiding union, meaning lasting, enduring. All of the assignments and the things that we go through are for a reason, their purpose. And we have to be willing to surrender and submit our lives under God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and an actual physical covering over you of which and what you should always be under someone, no matter what position you hold in ministry or ministry helps. There should always be a covering over you who can prune you and cut off the dead things, that you may continue to grow and come forth with that. So with these fruits, again, what are we looking for? That means Christ-like. And when they talk about Christ, who is Jesus, he's also described as the perfect example. So in that, he gave us the example. It even talks about how he had been tested in all points. So he left us excuseless. And I was trying to pull up 1 Corinthians 13th of the love chapter, but I'm just going to go off the top of my head about that. When we think of love, you know how it talks about love is kind and it is patient, of which these are things that are also entailed in this. So it's kind, it's patient. Long-suffering comes out with that as well. One thing about love is it never fails. With love, it'll make you go that extra mile. It'll make you put up with things that others really couldn't understand. But because of the love, you will expand. You will go on. It won't get puffed up. You won't compare things and say, well, I did this, I did that, that's enough. Love will let you endure and continue on. Joy, a very key thing to try to maintain that joy. And how do you do that? One, abiding under with God, abiding with him, staying in his presence will help you to keep that joy. And the joy, we of course, we know of the Lord gives you strength. Peace. That's one of the things Jesus said he would give to us, the peace that would surpass all understanding. Get peace in the midst of the storms in our lives. Peace about situations that may make others fall out, heart give away, fail, want to throw their hands up and just say, I can't make it. But that peace that he gave us will let us look at it and not be moved by it, that we could be as if we were on that ship when he began to speak to the wind and the waves. In him, you know that all things are possible. And no matter what comes up, he always said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So he is always there. He is all-knowing, and he's all-powerful, able to give us an answer or to work things out. Long-suffering, yes. I think anyone who is growing and going through some things, you are going to suffer. Jesus told us already that, you know, to reign with him, that we must suffer with him. So, of course, in this life, choosing him, it's not going to always be an easy walk. Everything is not always going to be, as they say, peachy keen, a bed of roses. Just because you chose him and he endowed you with greater power through the Holy Spirit, it's not going to mean that you will not suffer. You will suffer, but out of those sufferings will come greatness, gentleness. Yes, gentleness. That's something that you have to think of in yourself. There were times when you were in certain situations, and you might have been as tough as a bull at one point, but in that particular time, you were like the egg in Humpty Dumpty that nobody else could put back together, that fractured soul. But in abiding with God and him seeing you, or even as Apostle taught many times about the baby laying out there in their own blood when he passed by and picked them up and cleaned them up. He can put you back together, that egg, that fractured soul, like no one else can. Because, frankly, nobody else can do it sometimes when we reach low points in our lives or we've been hurt or injured so bad. Goodness. Goodness. That's just being good, you know. That comes in many forms, shapes, and ways to be good. And it never hurts you to be good. For one, God is always observing you. And as a man, so that shall he reap. If you reap, if you sow goodness, goodness has got to come back to you. Faith, we all were given a measure of faith. And sometimes we have to ask God to increase our faith. Faith, believing, even though you can't see it, you don't know how it's going to be done. According to man's way and laws, it's impossible. But again, with God, things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. And God can do anything but fail. Meekness. Well, that means sometimes you're going to have to stand down when you'd want to go in and just tear it up, you know, set it straight, get it right. You know they are dead wrong, and you're going to put them in their place. Well, you have to be meek, and that's the part where you have to stand down, stand back, give no place to the enemy. Don't allow him to come in. And in that, I experienced that in a couple of times. Once when my daughter was very small, the person that was taking care of her, I didn't like some things that they were doing. I really didn't care for it, and I was very set to go and tell them what I thought about it, and I was shut down. My mom told me, don't do that. It's like her head is in the lion's den. You have to remove her before you do that because you won't be there, and she can't defend herself. Don't give any place to the devil. And in essence, her saying would be, don't get out of your place to put them in their place. If Jesus came and you're not in your place, you might miss it because you weren't where you were supposed to be. And that takes me to the 10 versions, the 5 that were foolish and the 5 that were wise. So we always want to be prepared and ready that we don't miss it. So meekness sometimes comes in that, to stand down. Temperance, restraint. And that's something we all will experience. There's different things we have to have balance in. We have to be able to refrain from certain things or limit to how much we can do it. When they talk about the land of milk and honey, even in that, you still have to have temperance, in that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. So it is a time for you to weep and mourn, but it's a time to have joy and happiness. It's a time to plant and a time to grow. So in everything that we go through, look to God to see, God, help me understand. Help me through this. What is it that you're trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me? What am I experiencing out of this? And how can I be a better person? How can I grow with the fruit of the Spirit and let it blossom out? So to you all I say that I hope that this will have helped you in what I've gotten and meditated in from John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 4.
Thank you, Pastor, for that overview. On next week, Evangelist Salisbury will do an overview of John 15, verses 5 through 8. I encourage you guys to read, meditate on John 15, 1 through 8 for the rest of this month. And we will be getting daily readings from that passage, the true vine. Over to you. That's really all I have for this segment on that. And I know we're
okay,
like 5 minutes left in the hour, so thank you for your indulgence.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Is Prophet, are you available?
Yes, I am available.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Good evening, everyone. So we did have an assignment. We can table that until next week, if you like. We do want to encourage you to continue to look at the trailblazer David and continue to examine and excavate 1 Samuel 16 so that you can be prepared to answer those particular questions. I know Overseer had wrote down individuals who volunteered last week. So next Thursday, those of you who didn't get a chance, God's grace is released over you if you do get another week to be prepared for that. And again, we were looking at 1 Samuel 16, and we want you to identify how a trailblazer does not always have the time to prepare. A trailblazer is chosen. A trailblazer is anointed. And a trailblazer is sent. And so we want you to continue to examine those things in 1 Samuel 16 and identify them in Scripture. On this week, just for a word of thought, when we talk about being a trailblazer and being a pioneer, we're also talking about an individual who is yielded to the presence of God, but also yielded to the plan and the purposes of God. That is what makes you a trailblazer. You yielding to God's plan, you yielding to his purpose, and you yielding to the person of who God is that is in operation, that is operating in your life on a daily basis. I want to continue to prophetically speak over this class. This is not just a moment, but this is a movement, and I don't want you to see 2020, your class, as a moment, but really see your class as a movement. When this does not end, it continues. So you still have the gift to trailblaze. You still have the gift to bring forth the plan and the purposes of God. One of Apostle Shanette's famous lines that I now quote is, God never has a plan B. And so he foreknew, he trailblazed this moment, he pioneered this moment, and he continues to do it. So please do not think that this is a moment. This is a movement for you. And my prayer and my prophetic declaration and blessings over your life is that you will never decrease this to a moment, but you will understand that you are increased into a movement. And this kind of anointing on your life will continue to be flamed. And that's why we love David. David was not a moment. David was a movement. And so we want to continue to look at that, and we want to continue to allow that to be in your spirit, that you will walk in it, not just as a moment, oh, this happened. No, this is a move. You are the move, and it is living on the inside of you. So God bless you all. I'm excited about your process. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life, and we are excited that we have an opportunity to move with you and move along the side of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you, everyone that has participated, that have did their homework, even though we may not know it, you know that you did, and God's going to bless you for it. We're going to our own Apostle KP was unable to be with us this evening, but you got a word of encouragement from Pastor Yvette as she shared with you on the vine. And so we want to resume our schedule as it relates to the elements of accountability, and we're going to start with accountability in Christ, and then we will go to the next one that is scheduled for the 18th. I would imagine 7 and 11,
is 18, yes. And then we'll be back on track for that. So at this time, we're going to have Deacon Lazarus close us out in prayer. Unless there's any more questions, concerns, insights, because you've done this reading as well, so you're able to speak on it as well, even if the presenters aren't here to do so, you can do so. So this is an opportunity for you to share in your meeting. Okay, well, we do want to let you know that you shall be hearing from an account of a ordination committee member within the next 3 days or so, and they're going to be performing a survey so that we can best prepare you to Zoom. So I do ask you to please be as honest as you can be and find out as much as you can about your electronic devices so that when you're contacted, you'll be able to share with them as they try to assess exactly what we need to do to have a successful virtual conference. At this time, we will turn the floor back over to Deacon Lazarus, who will give us our dismissing closing prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Overseer. Amen, amen. Oh, Father, I hope this was a good insight in the teaching of the ordination as you go forward, that will help you and guide you. And like Overseer was saying, check on your electronic device so you can have a good Zoom session when the time comes for that. So we pray that everybody did their homework and is ready for next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much and be blessed.